Chapter 4. Who do you think you are? Remembering the space beyond habitual thought. When one is painting, one does not think. Raphael. What is a thought? Is it a sentence spoken by a voice inside the head, such as life is pointless? So where are we in the space between thoughts? Who is there when the mind falls silent? What is the atmosphere of that silence? Could the differing flavors of silence be differing forms of thought? Could no thought be the opening to the greatest thoughts of all? If we believe that the miracle of thought is the voice inside the separate head, then our beliefs have become senselessly narrow. Even when this voice offers knowledge, it is often orphaned from its environment, disconnected from its origin, and unable to penetrate the vital layers of experience. Perhaps our thinking mind, the voice inside our head, can conjure up passion and purpose. There is a kind of sorcery possible through the whipping up of emotional vibration through suggestion. However, it tends to conjure up emotion that is temporarily passionate, but then becomes just emotion. This is because the energy depletes without a central alignment to deeper subliminal yearnings and need. Its effect is shallow and short-term. A voice inside the head without passion is like a word without a soul, like in the words of Shakespeare's Hamlet, "My words fly up, my thoughts remain below." Words without thoughts never to heaven go. Such voices show what psychologists call shallow affect, which is a trait of psychopathy and other forms of mental disorder. When we move outside of the dictatorship of the voice inside the head to the silent movie theatres of imagination, we find the same condition dislocation. That is, we're led to believe that our imagination somehow willfully dictates a reality, rather than being an expression of a deeper layer of feeling vibration. If I were to ask you right now to imagine something, anything you like, what would it be? Out of the field of infinite possibility, one image or fantasy appears. This and no other. The particular image that appears is not random, although it is accidentally on purpose. It is an expression of a deeper vibration of feeling or emotion. It offers an image to represent a deeper area of experiential resonance. It is choiceless and informative, like so many conversations with life. Can you sense the atmosphere of the thing that you just imagined? Passion is not a thought. Thoughts can be passionate. They can be vehicles of passion, born of passion, and transmitting passion. Yet thought is an expression of passion, just as an individual voice is the expression of a song. Passion is not even a feeling or emotion, although these can also be passionate. Rather, feelings and emotions tend to be the effects of the movement of passion. Just as the bending of the trees or the rattling of the shutters are the effects of a strong wind. We consult our head to find our passion, to locate our purpose, and to search for meaning. Yet the head is destined to refer all questions to the felt sense of the present moment. Without feelings, thoughts are like corpses. They lack vitality and are missing a soul. Thoughts are an expression of our being here, but they are not the origin of it. They can describe what is sensed, but when they dictate realities, they end up creating crusts of illusion over our living wholeness. Our thoughts and language can only describe what is happening at the bases of the body in the form of impressions. They can point toward the energization, the sense of power, the uprising of care, the liberation of truth that surrounds the movement of passion. But they cannot replace it. Passion is a force stirring at the source of all physical manifestation. It is found as the dark, sentient wave before the arousal of physical sensation. It is one with the silence before the storm of thought. It is identical to the stillness within the turbulence of love. It is the force field of intelligence within the sacred compass of purpose found in each fundamental particle of matter. Passion is not just a thought like I'm passionate about passion. It is an impulse of all-powerful potential. Prior to any act, it is the power source of all activity. Prior to action, it arises spontaneously out of the living emptiness at the source of every actor. Unconditional to doing, it is often liberated through the undoing of our unique conditions of psychological slavery. What energizes a thought, empowering it with the means to fly, is a resonance arising from beyond the structure of words. This resonance is alive as a sentient vibration, a vibration made possible by a force which is still more seminal. As this uprising of passion happens within our individual circumference of experience, it takes every moment of history, every feature, tendency, pattern, strength, and weakness, and puts it to work in service of the whole. In this, the expression of passion is always awesomely unique, precious, and needed. As we begin to allow the movement of passion through all the forms of life around us, our chains snap and our being expands, made more vibrant with an existential light of unconditional freedom. All that we ever thought ourselves to be appears as irrelevant. All our fears fade to grey. Self-concern vanishes as we find ourselves in every self, as every self. Life is revealed in its preciousness as a physical moment of infinite opportunity. We are not who we think we are.